This is Simon Shaheen. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
Me and my arrow, straighter than narrow. Wherever we go, everyone knows it's me and my arrow.
Tune in or turn out to the July 18th edition of the Ukuleles Unleashed show on WGXC. This month it is broadcast live from the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill. Host Carmen Borgia and John Sturman are doing a reading and singing Harry Nilsson's The Point on ukuleles and then doing their live radio show in front of an audience at the Bridge Street Theater. Admission is free to this WGXC event. Turn out or tune in to the Bridge Street Theater, 7:45 to 10 p.m. on Tuesday, July 18th at wgxc.org/listen and 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Wendy Schmaltz of Claverick, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
Accra, Hudson, Catskill.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. ACRA, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Georgia. I'm from beyond, and I'm 12 years old.
My name is Ozzy. I'm 5 years old, and I'm from Hudson.
My name is Fatia. I'm 9 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library. I'm also from Hudson.
And we are here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish
things.
And that's what we're going to do today.
Today, as we always do.
We're often joined by our friend Claire, but she cannot be here today. But we have a special guest, Azeem, who's here with his sister, Fatia. And I've heard they have something fun to share. Do y'all want to go first?
Azeem wants to go first.
Okay.
The story is called The Boy Like Fell in a Hole, and then he woke up to escape.
He fell in a hole?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
He's trying to escape.
Is this a book you read or a book you wrote?
I wrote the book.
You did? Did you learn about writing books from your sister? Because she writes a lot of books.
Yeah.
Is this your first book that you wrote, or have you written before?
I read books before.
You have? Cool. I don't write many books. What do you like about writing books? What part do you like the most? Like coming up with the characters? Do you like coming up with the story? Do you like doing the illustrations? What part do you like the most about writing books?
Illustrating.
Cool. Did you have any part of the book that you wanted to share? Or was that what you wanted to share, what you already said?
That's it.
Sounds very exciting.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
Fatia, did you have something you wanted to share too?
Yes, I have a poem to share.
Oh, great.
It's called Lemonade. Lemonade, sweet, yellow, drinking, slurping, glupping, lemons, ice, sugar, water, sipping, splashing, pouring, fresh, delicious juice.
Sounds very refreshing. I could use a nice glass of lemonade right now. Is that a poem that you found or one that you wrote?
It's one I found.
Do you know who the poet is?
No, not really.
Oh, well, that's a nice poem. Very good.
Thank you.
Summertime, refreshing poem. All right. Georgia, did you have something you wanted to share today?
Well, yes, I did, Emily. So today I'm sharing Insignificant Events in the Life of a Cactus by Dusty Bowling. And this is what we were assigned to read for the summer at my school. And it's a whole school read. So 5th grade, 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade, we're all reading it. And I'm trying not to read it all, because if I didn't control myself, I'd read the whole thing in like 2 hours. But I've been reading little bits every once in a while. I've been reading like a couple chapters a week. And it's really good. It's like very, I don't know, it's just something about it is really great. It gives you like a different perspective. And it makes you really like think about what you take for granted. And it's an awesome book. It's very like, even though like not many people will relate to the same things that the main character has, you can like definitely relate to like other things, like experiences that happen. So it's really good. And I'll read the description. Avon Green didn't lose her arms at an alligator wrestling match or a wildfire in Tanzania. That's just what she tells people when she gets the looks. The truth is, Avon was born without arms, but at age 13, that hasn't stopped her from doing almost anything. Then her parents take a job riding Stagecoach Pass, a rundown Western theme park in Arizona, and Avon has to leave everything she knows behind. Avon struggles to make friends at her new school, where the kids can't seem to see past her missing arms. But her life takes another unexpected turn when she meets Connor, a classmate who also feels isolated because of his own disability. Together, they discover an old storage shed in the park that holds bigger secrets than Avon could ever have imagined. It's hard to solve a mystery, help a friend, and face your fears, but Avon's about to find out what she's capable of and how far from insignificant she is. And it's such a great book. And the author, Dusty Bowling, is going to come to our school and talk to us.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's fun. So it's like a summer reading assignment that you'll then get to in the fall that the author will come?
Yep. And that's awesome. Significant Events in the Life of a Cactus by Dusty Bowling.
Do you know if the author is from the Northeast or are they coming on like a Zoom call or they're coming in person?
I think in person, but I don't know where they're from.
I was thinking they could, if they were from the Northeast or from nearby, they could potentially come to a book festival some year.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Yeah.
Do that someday.
I'm surprised you haven't read it.
I know. I haven't. There's a lot of books I haven't read. There's so many.
Yep.
It's hard to keep up. I can't even read all the ones that I've heard of that I've been on my list for years.
Yeah, your to-read list is never getting crossed off. It's just growing.
Oh, it just keeps growing. Well, sometimes I cross one off.
One
or two.
Like 2 years.
But I think for every one I cross off, I add like 10. So the math doesn't work out in my favor. But the good thing is I'll never run out of books that I want to read. That's the bonus.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good thing.
I have a couple books I could share that I read recently. I read 2 middle grade graphic novels that were recent releases that were both very different and very good, and I think would each have their readers. One of them is called Picture Day by Sarah Sachs, and I'll read the description for it and then mention a little bit more about it. Everyone knows the most stressful day of middle school is Picture Day, and that's exactly where this yearbook-worthy graphic novel series opener with reinventing yourself, drama, popularity, and the friends who see you through. Seventh grader Viv never looks forward to Picture Day. It's just another day where she wears a boring braid and no one notices her. Her two best friends, Milo and Al, don't count, of course. But enough is enough. This year, she's taking matters into her own hands, literally. Viv grabs a pair of scissors, her phone for live streaming, and, well, bye-bye braid. Suddenly, Viv is an overnight influencer at Brinkley Middle School. Everyone wants her help planning their next big moment, from haircuts to dance proposals, activist rallies, and mathlete championships. She hardly even has time for her friends anymore. It's exactly how she dreamed of reinventing herself, right? In the tradition of modern classics like Vera Brosgol's Be Prepared, Svetlana Shevkova's Awkward, and Kayla Miller's Click, Picture Day brings answers to perennial questions of what it means to be true to yourself and a true friend. So that was Picture Day by Sarah Sachs. I liked this one a lot. I liked there's often things where it's like a friend is doing things and you can see that it's like putting some distance between them and their friends who are, you know, the people that really matter. And you can see that happening, and it's easy to just really get mad at the main character. But I feel like in this, I liked the way that they handled the conflict. It was maybe less realistic than it sometimes is in real life, but I feel like they maintained the friendship in a nice way, or resolved their friendship issues in a nice way. And
yeah, I can say that happens a lot in middle school. Like, I'm going into seventh grade, and like, I have a friend that like is basically my school bestie, like one of them, like one of my favorite friends at school, but like they're obsessed with, like, they won't admit to it, but they're kind of obsessed with chasing after like the popular girls. So I can kind of relate to that story a little bit. But
yeah, and I think especially in like TV series, but also in books too, there's often so much conflict that it's like, if people just talked about it and like shared their feelings and like had a like nice conversation about it, like it'd be no problem. And I feel like that never happens in TV, but also like sometimes it doesn't happen in real life too, that people don't have the conversations they need to have. So I kind of liked in this one that they do have those conversations.
Yeah, that's good.
But it's also fun seeing her like helping out all these different people at school with various things, and as well as her friendship with her friends and the projects that they're working on.
Why the idea to live stream? That's very like, I don't know.
Well, there's a person, I forget the character's name, but there's like a live streamer that they follow that they're really into. So I think they kind of are trying to sort of emulate this person that they've enjoyed watching online. So they're like, oh, I'll live stream this transformation.
Oh.
But yeah, so that part's interesting. The friends, Viv and Milo and Al, are all like big fans of this, like, I forget what it is, but like some kind of like sci-fi thing, and they're planning to go to a convention where they're gonna do a routine, and it's fun watching them get ready for that too. But yeah, so that one's Picture Day by Sarah Sachs.
How do you spell the name?
Sarah with an H, Sarah, And then sax like a saxophone, S-A-X.
Okay, got it. Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, and I think that one, some of the comics that the description mentioned, I think people that like those will, in fact, also like this one. Like the Kayla Miller novels, the Shannon Hale books. Those weren't mentioned.
Hale. I love Shannon Hale so much.
I think if you're looking for something that centers on friendships in middle school and sort of changing dynamics and stuff like that, I think you'll like it. And the other one that I wanted to share is very different, although it does also have some middle school dynamics, but it is another middle grade graphic novel, but this one has some fantasy in it. So it is called Shakti, and it's by S.J. Sindhu and Nabi H. Ali. So S.J. Sindhu is the author and Nabi H. Ali is the illustrator for the graphic novel. And I'll read the description for this one too. A fierce, feminist, and fun middle grade fantasy graphic novel about a 12-year-old Indian American girl named Shakti, who must learn the power of her ancestral magic if she wants to save her family and town from a dangerous curse. Written by Stonewall Honor Book recipient and Lambda Literary Fellow S.J. Sindhu and illustrated by Nabi H. Ali, Shakti is used to being the new girl at school. She and her two moms have moved more times than she can count. With her unborn baby brother on the way, Shakti hopes her family has found their forever home in Amherst, Massachusetts, and that she can finally make friends. On her first day of seventh grade, she meets Z, and they bond over their shared passion for manga and pizza with mayo. But the three meanest girls in school, Harini, Emily, and Kelly, aka Heck, are determined to make life miserable for Shakti and her new friends. When Shakti and Z discover Heck casting spells in the woods, they fear what might happen to the other kids at school. Drawing on ancient Indian magic, Shakti seeks the aid of Durga Ma to stop Heck. But instead, Shakti accidentally conjures Kali Ma, the destroyer, Durga Ma's dangerous twin. Kali Ma punishes Heck by transforming them into monsters and curses the entire town. As more and more people begin to fall ill, including Shakti's mom, will Shakti be able to harness her own strength, power, and empathy to save those she loves and put an end to all the hate? Will she? You have to read to find out.
Oh my gosh, both of those books sound amazing. Could you give me the names of those again? I'm going to make a to-read list.
Sure. We had Picture Day by Sarah Sachs and Shakti, S-H-A-K-T-I, by S.J. Sindhu, which is S-I-N-D-U, and Nabi H. Ali, which is N-A-B-I. H. Ali, A-L-I. And I thought this one, I liked the incorporation of the Indian goddesses, Durga Ma and Kali Ma. I thought that was really interesting. And I liked, actually, even though I knew it was fantasy, I went into reading this without having read the description. And so I didn't know that the mean girls were using witchcraft at first. And then at some point you figure it out if you hadn't read the description. But I thought that was interesting. And there was some interesting resolution for how to handle what was going on. But yeah, I thought it was really fun and different than other graphic novels I've read for middle grade readers. I thought that was pretty cool. But again,
that sounds awesome.
Another middle school set thing, but a little different because of the magics involved. Oh, I see that Azima and Fatia have to go. Good to see you all.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. But yeah, so those are two. I've been reading a lot of graphic novels recently, so I have some more I could talk about next time. But those are the two that were most age matching for our group. And they were very good. So
yeah, I'm really excited to read those. They sound awesome.
I hope you will. Report back.
Will do.
But yeah, we are just about out of time for today. But I want to remind our listeners that our library, the Hudson Area Library, as well as probably every other library in the country, is in the middle of their summer reading program. So I encourage everyone out there listening to check out all of the different activities your home library has this summer, as well as see if there's any reading challenges that you can sign up for. We definitely have one here. We're also in Hudson, there is a Where's Waldo hunt through
businesses. Oh, I love those.
And it runs through the end of July.
I used to love those.
Yeah, oh, they're so fun. So you can pick up a passport at any of the participating businesses, and you can pick one up at the library, and then you visit various businesses and the library to look for Waldo. And there's a little Waldo figure that's hiding somewhere in that location. And once you find them, you get a little stamp and then you can enter to win some prizes and stuff. And it's really
fun. I didn't know there was the official thing when I was younger, so I just go around Hudson looking for Waldo with no direction. I just run around looking for Waldo with like no direction. I'd be like, look, there's Waldo.
It's very fun. We have three this year, so we have a bigger space than a lot of the participating businesses. So I put all three out this year. So you have three chances to find him in our building. Maybe even more, because I don't know. There might be
once somebody finds it, do they have to take it down and like move it, or do they just keep it in the same place?
No, it just stays there. So you just tell people like, I found it over there in that thing or wherever. I don't want to spoil where he's hidden.
What if you just said every single location of it and then you were like, oopsies, I wasn't supposed to say that, was I?
Yeah, I'd have to go hide him again.
Radio listeners, just cover your ears. Let me do some hypnosis to make you forget.
Bring out the magics. But yeah, so come find Waldo. It'll be fun. Even if you don't do the passport thing, it's fun to look for him.
Yes, I can say that from experience.
Yeah.
He is fun to look for.
I love a good Where's Waldo book, too. I'm very skilled at finding him.
I'm somewhat, barely, kind of, I don't know.
But anyways, on that note, we should say goodbye for the day, but we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And
we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then, happy reading!
Happy reading! Become a sustaining supporter of WGXC. Go to WGXC.org and donate. Bye!
Hooray!
Sweet like the core of your frequency.